For the fourth year in a row, bullying was the most commonly reported issue to Wisconsin's school safety tip line. The tip line was established in 2020. It's designed to interrupt and prevent school violence, such as the deadly shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison 1 year ago. Last school year, the number of reports increased by 30% to the Speak Up, Speak Out tip line, also referred to by its acronym SUSO. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel spoke with the head of Wisconsin's Office of School Safety, Tricia Kilpin, about what we can learn about preventing violence and bullying in schools. A warning that this four-minute conversation will mention school violence and suicide.
We know that this tip line received 6,946 tips during last school year. So this is 2024 to 2025. That's a 30% increase from the previous school year, the DOJ points out. Why do you think it increased by so much?
Really, it's become a trusted source. It's become a trusted resource across Wisconsin. As schools are conscientiously really focused on trying to build more opportunities for youth to share their experiences, we see SUSO growing. We also know that it's been critically important to have a understanding of the statewide landscape when it comes to things like threats. When we analyze previous school shootings, we clearly see that targeted violence, school shootings, and violent acts are preventable. School shootings initially begin with someone having a grievance or an upset, and then deciding to use violence to resolve that grievance or that upset. And when they do that, they start to plan and prepare for violence. They might research other school shooters or school shootings. And we know that there are often behaviors visible to others during this, what we call the pathway to violence, when they're demonstrating warning behaviors on that path. If a community member or another child sees or hears or experiences that where somebody is planning an act of violence or, you know, demonstrating some behaviors of concern, we want to know about that early so we can prevent violence from happening. We're really proud that bullying is our number one tip, because if you think about it, we're starting then to prevent problems from growing very early. We'd rather rectify things at an early point rather than let them grow and someone deciding to use violence to resolve their upset.
Thank you for kind of breaking that down. Can you kind of explain the life cycle of a tip? So if
Yes.
I'm a student and I'm reporting something, where does it go from there and what does intervention look like?
Initially, when somebody contacts SUSO, and most often it is kids, but initially when they contact us and they say they are struggling with something or observe something or are worried about something, and our analysts are real people 24 hours a day that answer those concerns. So we interact with the student as best we can. We'll make sure to validate their experience, acknowledge that it's difficult for kids to talk about these things, and make sure that they know that we appreciate them coming forward to be able to share the information that they're sharing with us. Lots of times we go back and forth with the child and are able to draw out more information, problem solve about solutions in real time. Now, every tip that we received is delivered locally to the school it impacts. It's important for school administrators and school staff to have an accurate understanding of the experiences of youth in their school so that they can deliver a localized intervention to support that. There are times when the information shared with us is about a life safety matter, a matter of truly life and death, that somebody is threatening to harm someone or somebody is talking about self-harm or suicide. And those tips, we make sure that we provide real-time response for. Sometimes those are delivered to law enforcement to make sure that no harm comes to anyone and a welfare check can be done.
That was Tricia Kilpin, director of the Office of School Safety at the State's Department of Justice. She spoke with WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel. You can learn more about the tip line or make a report at speakup.wisdoj.gov. If you or someone you know is experiencing suicidal thoughts, call the National Suicide and Crisis Hotline at 988.